We probably haven't had the best of games so far in all three facets of the game, to be honest. I think obviously Davey Warner was the standout with the bat in the first innings. I thought Mitch Johnson bowled pretty well in the first innings on a really flat wicket. But I think if you look at all facets of the game, we've been outplayed at this stage. We've got to fight our backside off tomorrow and see what happens. But I think, you know, credit needs to go to Pakistan. They've played really well. They batted really well in these conditions, and unfortunately we haven't been able to do the same. I'd like to know as well. I think there's a number of things. I think the fact that I wasn't sure if I hit the ball, and I was unsure if it hit my bat before my pad. So I was thinking it was probably pad then bat if I did hit it at all. Chris was unsure as well up the other end. And obviously my mindset is, because I'm unsure, I didn't want to waste the referral when I knew the rest of my teammates were probably going to need them tomorrow. So it was certainly a mistake, an error on my part. Looking back at the replay once I walked off the field, I'm extremely disappointed. But yeah, I'm disappointed that it was even that close. You know, the ball didn't really spin much. I should have used my bat. So yeah, my performance in this test match has been disappointing with the bat. There's no doubt about it. I read somewhere the other day that one of the writers has said that I'm short of match practice, and I think that probably sums my form up at the moment. I still feel like, you know, it wasn't, like I said, in the last test match I played, I scored a big 100 for Australia, but I'm short of time in the middle. I think it's been 7 months since our last test match, and I've only played one dayer in between that time. So that obviously doesn't make it easier, but you're playing at the highest level. You've got to find a way to fight your backside off and spend time in the middle. And then once you get in, the game gradually gets easier. I guess through my experiences, I've experienced both sides. I've experienced being in good form and having momentum on your side and things go your way and you seem to make a lot of runs. And then, you know, through my career, I've had times where I haven't made as many runs as I'd like as well. So it's about making sure I continue to do the hard work, continue to back my ability and find a way to spend some time in the middle, because, you know, there's no time in between now and the second test match. So I just got to keep working my backside off in the nets, and then when I get another opportunity, I've got to make sure I bat as long as I can. Yeah, to be honest, I'm really disappointed with my personal performance in this test match at the moment. So I'm not looking to blame anybody else or look to criticise anybody else, to be honest. I think, I've always loved the challenge of facing spin bowling. I've been out twice to spin bowling in this test match. The guys are working hard. They're doing everything they can. I think, you know, in subcontinental conditions, generally your first innings is your key. You need to go as big as you can. I know Pakistan had the best of batting conditions, but I think in the second innings they showed again their class batting on wickets that have a little bit of spin. But it's not so much the spin. I think it's the slowness of the wicket. The spin's a little bit inconsistent, and I think that's probably what's caught us out today. Guys have played for spin, and a lot of us have been out to balls that actually haven't spun too much. No more than normal when you're in that position. I think, obviously, you've got to try and, on one hand, take wickets, on the other hand, keep the scoring as slowly as possible. I think the amount of runs we're chasing in this innings, how long Pakistan batted for, I think I've seen it all through my career. I've seen exactly this. So, it wasn't a surprise, to be honest. I think, like I say, Pakistan deserve a lot of credit for the way they batted in the second innings. I thought they played really well, really solid in defence, and then played spin bowling really well. And then made hay while the sun shined in the afternoon when our bowlers were quite tired. But I think we've obviously got to bat better. There's no doubt about it. I think Davey Warner was a really good example of that in the first innings. I think he deserves a lot of credit. Played really well, and Pakistan has showed us how to bat on this wicket. It's going to be a disappointing night. There's no doubt about it. For me right now, it's personally I need to contribute more. You know, that's. Always been my goal as the Australian cricket captain, to make sure I'm leading from the front and scoring plenty of runs. And unfortunately, in this test match, I haven't been able to do that. So, I'll probably be in the gym tonight, training, making sure I'm fit and healthy, and get back in the nets tomorrow and do some work on my batting and make sure I'm doing everything I can to give myself a chance to to lead by example in the second test match. But for the rest of the guys that are left to come, you never know in this game. You know, I've seen a lot of things through my career, and I don't think Australians give up without a fight, and that'll be our goal tomorrow, to fight our backside off, and you never know. You know, Steve Smith's a very good player of spin bowling. Brad Haddon's got a lot of experience. Mitchell Marsh looked good in the first innings, and Chris Rogers is fighting. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. I'll do whatever I can to help the boys out to make sure they're as well prepared as they can be for tomorrow. But, yeah, it's obviously been a disappointing day and a disappointing game so far for the team.
Well, I still think we had fielders in catching positions. We had a bat pad for majority of the day. We had a slip for a lot of the day. We probably haven't been able to find as much out of the wicket as Pakistan have, on one hand. On the other hand, I think Pakistan have batted a lot better than us as well, though. So, yeah, like, all three facets of the game have not been good enough so far in this test, man.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a long way to go to make enough runs to give your bowlers an opportunity as well. I think if we, you know, if we put 450 on the board, I think that generally helps the bowlers as well. No matter if that's in your, if you bat first or bat second, I think runs on the board play a crucial part in these conditions. I'd like to say it has, but obviously our performance doesn't say it has. But I think in regards to preparation, we've done everything in our power. I think we've trained exceptionally hard. You know, it's not from lack of work that our performances haven't been as good as they need to be. I don't know the exact answer to that, to be honest. But I'd rather be in a position where we've overtrained or overprepared than underprepared, that's for sure. I certainly haven't, no. I said before a ball was bowled in this series that they're going to be extremely tough in these conditions. They've got a lot of experience in their test team. And I think you've seen that so far over the 4 days. Obviously, Yunus has played exceptionally well, and generally does in these conditions. He's a very good player in these conditions. So, as you do, you need to take notice, watch and learn. And I think all of us, you know, need to, for the guys that are out, need to make sure we find a way to be full of confidence and be hitting the ball better than we are at the moment come the second test match. And for the guys that are left to help, you know, see us fight tomorrow, I think it's really important that they play their natural game and back themselves. And like I say, anything can happen in this game. Oh, he's a very good player and has been for a long time. I thought I'd found out yesterday he only played 90. This is his 92nd or 93rd test match. I thought he'd played a lot more than that. I think Yunus is one of the gentlemen of our game. He's a class player. You know, I was really impressed with the way he swept, especially left-arm orthodox spin bowling. That's a class player to be able to do that, sweep against the spin in those conditions. But, you know what, I'd like to see him not make as many runs, especially against Australia, but I've always liked watching Yunus bat. And, yeah, like I say, I think he's a gentleman of the game. So he deserves a lot of credit. He's a very good player. He's a class player, and his performances were, in this test match, have been outstanding.